Dorothy Jane with Jesus Himself. I'm so sorry that I missed your call, but if you'd leave your name and number, I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hi there. This is the dad trying to get a hold of his kids, the husband trying to reconcile with his wife, because I'm in love with you, and because I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. I had a tough weekend. For whatever reason, I felt even more intensely lonely missing you. And, you know, there's only one cure, but obviously it's not something that apparently is shared. But I really like you. I really like you. Even after all this time, and I miss you intensely. I'm going to send you in the email, be a link. I watched a guy, Lou Radowski. He has a thing called We Are Change. And it's, you know, obviously a great name. He did something called The Biggest Problem Plaguing Humanity and the Conspiracy Behind It Exposed. You know, and he went through a list of things. He comes from a very secular perspective. He has a lifestyle that I would not endorse. However, I think he's a very insightful fellow. But this particular rant I thought was very good because it talks about, he talked about a lot of things, and unfortunately he doesn't talk again from the Christian perspective, but he pointed out a lot of things about what is happening to the next generation, as in our kids. And I think he put it pretty well. Obviously, I would change things because I would argue from a Christian perspective, but I think he hit the arguments pretty well. And fundamental idea is, the way I would put it, the family's being destroyed. And when the family's destroyed, you destroy the next generation. You know, so what's happened in our family is that the world will tell you that because the husband was kicked out, the dad was kicked out, the likelihood of the kids becoming drug addicts, alcoholics, committing suicide and whatnot, the odds go up radically. Their likelihood of maintaining a fidelity in marriage is diminished radically because the model that was set before them, unfortunately by their mom, was to abandon her husband. And I'm trying to set before them the model of the dad trying to reconcile the family. And I've got to do this because I love my wife and I love my kids. So I will send you the link to the video because it's important. It's really important. Denying the family is denying the only institution the Lord instituted. He did not institute the church or the state. And I will argue with anyone on that from Scripture and those who run, especially those who are elders in the PCA, don't follow the doctrines that the PCA claims. And unfortunately, the term that still fits the best is cowardice. I'm finding out very much what it is, the cost to follow Christ. Yeah, I make a lot of mistakes, but I don't back down by the grace of God. And I want somebody in my family to do the same. One of my kids, at least. And I don't know how to reach him right now, but I'm going to try. I love you.